Hi, I'm Orion. I play bass with Behemoth.
Great. So Rockstar Mayhem Festival is, you guys are playing on the extreme stage, but it's more or less mainly most of a mainstream festival, and you guys are, you know, one of the most extreme bands out here. How has the reaction been from fans of bands like Marilyn Manson to Behemoth?
It's been awesome. We have so many dedicated fans here, you know, just a big pleasure to be here. I don't think this festival is a mainstream thing. It's still metal, you know. We have Manson headlining, but still there's so many extreme bands. There's Cannibal Corpse here, yeah. You know, there's Slayer on it. Come on, it's a pleasure to be here, man.
I'm sure. And so have you guys toured with Slayer before, or is this your first time?
We just did a few festivals before with them. We never did an actual tour.
So as a metalhead, I'm sure this is a big deal for you.
Man, every day I'm watching Slayer, you know.
I'm totally
down for that. Yeah.
Cool. So you guys have a new album coming out on August 11th here in the States called Evangelion.
Yep.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the name of the album, what that means?
Evangelion is just a nice word, you know. It comes from Evangeli, right? It's us bringing, spreading the word to the people, right? That's the idea of this album. And all this biblical, controversial stuff that we've always been considered to deal with, you know, it all comes with this album.
Yeah, great. So you guys are, I believe, the only European act on this tour.
Yeah, I guess so.
How does that feel? Do you guys feel like maybe the odd kids out, or is everyone just, you know, loving you?
With most of these bands we've been on tour with before, they're friends, right? Yeah. It's one big metal family. We don't feel like outsiders here.
That's good. That's great. Let's see. Behemoth has had a lot of really great music videos, and I recently saw the making of for your new video for A Fire in the Void. And it looks most intense, most blasphemous thing I've seen yet. What kind of art, creative involvement do you guys have with the making of music videos?
We're always coming up with the ideas, and the company that we're working with, the last video they did for us was At the Left Hand of God. They're just great people with good ideas and good, you know, technical possibilities, and yeah, they're just good guys to work with. And this one, I don't want to tell too many details about it, but just to give you a taste of it, in the last scene we're ripping the angel and eating it. That's what's gonna be in it.
Sounds awesome.
That's gonna be the most brutal and intense video we've ever done before.
Cool. We only got a few more minutes, so I just got a couple more questions for you, man. Last year, you guys did a short tour in Asia. What was it like playing in a country like China, whose government is so notoriously anti-metal, anti-counterculture? Yeah. How was that? What was that like?
It was good to be there, and the vibe of this place was just a little weird, because you can feel this thing from the people that they're being in this communistic aura all around them, and was just good to have this opportunity, and hopefully we'll be back there next year. We're already planning another Asian tour, and we'll try to involve more countries on this one.
Great. And just last question, last few times you guys have been to the States, you've been supporting other acts.
Yep.
You came here with Dimmu Borgir.
Uh-huh.
When are we going to be seeing a Behemoth headlining tour in North
America?
Very
soon. It's already booked. It's going to be November, December this year. We're headlining, and we're coming with Marduk.
Oh, that sounds great. Marduk's a great band. I was disappointed to miss them on their last tour.
Yeah.
They couldn't get into the States, I guess.
Hopefully it will happen.
Yeah, great.
It's already booked, so it should be.
That's great. And there's a question we've been asking everybody. As an artist, how do you feel about music piracy today?
Music piracy. We have this new album coming out in few weeks, and it already leaked to the internet, and it has been online for about 2 weeks so far. It's just the we're living in specific times, right? That's what comes with all this media and internet boom. And we have to live with it. We have to try to use all these medias to promote this music. We cannot do too much about record sales. We can only believe that people who still need to have a CD, who want to have it, they're gonna go and buy it, and they're just using downloading for trying what's on the record, right? I truly believe in that. We can help it. That's how it is today. We have to face it. We cannot, you know, think too much old school.
Well, I've already pre-ordered my autographed copy.
That's what I'm saying. That's awesome.
And so just thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
It's been great. You know, awesome seeing you guys. Great that you got to play that encore, that Turbo Negro song.
Yeah, like, first time on this tour.
That's really cool. The fans, everyone seemed really, really, really stoked. And I feel like you guys got a lot of new fucking fans from the show.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thank you.